I'm with Sandra Valencia on Burbank Avenue, across from Roseland Creek Elementary School. Once the park is developed, families and kids will be walking across Burbank Avenue, and Valencia's first thought is that the park needs to provide a safe place for them to cross.
I can see the importance of keeping the nature, but definitely I think the priority would be to keep the family safe, right? So, you know, you can see this is the path. There's it's just dirt. And so, you know, anything that they would do, the city would take, I would hope that safety is in place.
All right. We're walking now. There's blackberries here to our right. And I think we're just over the blackberries is the creek.
Yes. So I think that's where I think, you know, we have a lot of raccoons at night that cross the roads, possums. There's rats and are there, you know, snakes and things that could. There's a life cycle here, you know, so that's definitely something that people would need to take into account.
Valencia is from Michoacán, Mexico, brought to California at 5 and Santa Rosa at about age 9, the same age her son is today. I ask her if she senses any conflict between the Latino community and other longtime residents.
The folks that have been here, they've been here, lived for a long time, who've wanted to keep this area kind of rural. You know, that's one of the things that I fell in love, why I came to live here, is because it does have a little bit of that country feeling, especially on the street. So I really would have to, you know, say that the city is already built, the city school here. So that's already bringing families into our neighborhood. There's a huge park there. There's basketball tournaments in the weekend and soccer tournaments in the weekend. So I think it's just, I don't see it as a takeaway, but I can see folks who really like their quiet and their peacefulness to be able to come to a place that is really as rural as this and not have to drive to Howard Park and trying to find parking. I can see that, but there's a lot of Latino communities here, and how are they going to have a voice of what they want? Especially there are homeowners here, and even if they're not homeowners, they still be able to have a voice to where they want their families and their children in a park to look like. Then the real community that's well represented can say what they want versus a couple of folks who maybe have the time in their hand to spend at City Hall.
Overall, Valencia loves Roseland and believes a park that combines quiet contemplation with family activities will go over well in the community here.
So I've been in contact with their community for a very, very long time, and definitely their asks and needs have changed throughout years. But I think the community, Latin community, is very centered around family and food, you know? Food, family, and cultural and religion sometimes plays a big part. So how can we do it where it's beautiful, not only for us, our children, but their children?
Sandra Valencia talking about a new park in the Roseland neighborhood of Santa Rosa. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.